The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. When the inmates of the island's old prison at Victoria Road in Douglas were transferred to the new prison at Jerby, it was done without publicity for, we were told, security reasons. This was, yet again, history repeating itself. When the inmates of the prison cells in Castle Rushen had to be ferried to Victoria Road nearly 130 years ago, it was also done in secret. There was nothing in the newspapers of the day about it. But first, what was wrong with Castle Rushen, which had been the place of confinement for the island's wrongdoers for more than four centuries? Well, as a prison, a lot. In 1885, Sir Edward Duncan, chairman of the Commissioners of Prisons for England and Wales, was asked to inspect the place following public criticism of the conditions in which its men, women and children were detained. His report said, "Castle Rushen was incurably defective." Within 2 years, Tynwald had decided that a new prison should be purpose-built in what were then the outskirts of Douglas on a two-acre site called the Gypsy Fields between Victoria Road and Todd's Lane. It cost £6,000, and by April 1, 1891, it was ready for occupation by the inmates of Castle Rushen. But in the newspapers, published round about April 1, 1891, there was no news about how and when the prisoners were transferred. Fortunately, Norman Quilliam, a former prison officer at Victoria Road with 18 years' service, has written a wonderful history of the Isle of Man prison service, which is now out of print, and he agrees that the transfer would have been conducted in secrecy for security reasons. But today this does not preclude a certain amount of speculation. For instance, the prisoners and their guards might have travelled door to door from Castletown to Douglas by horse-drawn carriage, very likely in the dead of night, which stirs up all sorts of other images in the mind, and certainly in mine. It could have been by special train for the main part of the journey, again under guard. It could also have been by sea. They certainly didn't walk. Now, who were they, these first people, to be banged up in Victoria Road? Well, their names and other details were entered into the register of prisoners maintained there, which, according to my last information, held well over 18,000 names, and Norman Quilliam has told us that the first consignment of prisoners, consisting of 10 men and women, moved from Castle Rushen to Victoria Road on April the 8th, 1891, a week after the latter opened. Now Victoria Road's day is over. In its time, it had the unique distinction of being the only prison in the British Isles which housed both men and women. The latter had a separate wing of their own in the charge of a woman known as the Women's Wing Matron. In its 128 years, it has also housed thousands of men and women. Escapes have been rare, and prisoners on the run were easily recaptured. There was only one man who escaped and managed to get off the island. But even he was recaptured and sent back to Victoria Road. No women escaped or even tried to, as far as is known. They may have been happy enough doing the men prisoners' washing. Victoria Road was also rarely full. Its busiest time would be in the summer. In the winter, there were a lot fewer inmates. In 1964, for instance, there were only three, all of them men. Sometimes there would be nobody at all inside. As for work for men doing hard labour, they spent their time chopping up old railway sleepers for firewood. Times, as they say, change, and so has doing time, in the Isle of Man at least.